How's everybody doing? All right. Well, as promised, gonna do a quick little follow-up for you guys, just to kind of go over the things we found in that one dumpster on the last video, the last dumpster with the interesting finds. Went ahead and got a scrapyard, like $100, I think, to scrap, and then I just kind of held on to the things that I wanted to hang on to. This little Xterra ERG 200 is a pretty nice little rower, folds up, easy storage, probably hang on to that, you know, keep myself in shape. Working on that fitness. Over here, back here, we've got this Diplomat. It's a watch holder, and I was saying it's got these little volume controls. Actually, what these controls do is they spin. They spin these watches, because apparently the nicer watches, they need to have some sort of rotation to keep functioning. I don't know. But yeah, that's what these do. They turn. Unfortunately, the button is broken. So as it sits, you can store watches in it, but it's not gonna turn the watches. That could probably be easily replaced. But yeah, this button, I plugged it in, and it's just stuck in the off position. So that may be why they tossed it out there. Over here, the comic books, the Venom. This is from 92. It looks like it's in really good shape. The corners don't look to be bent up at all. The going consensus is this thing could be worth anywhere from like $30 to $300, something like that, based on just, you know, what's being seen here. So there's a comic place down the street. I'll take these guys to him and see if there's anything of like uber value here, but I don't think so. I think this one is probably the one that's worth the most. But like I was saying, they go all over the place on the internet with price. But yeah, that's a cool find for sure right there. Got our little Helpmate kitchen press for making some Thai noodles. Keys in the ashtray, some little buckets. Got these brass. This is a little brass cup vase thing. This is an urn. Someone said there's probably ashes in it. Let's hope not, huh?